the BBC presents Life with the Lion. Led to believe that a triangle has but three angles, even the eternal one. However, when young Richard Lyon becomes involved in one, it's amazing how many new angles appear. For instance, take last week when the James family and their pretty little daughter Nikki moved into the old Victorian house across the street from the Lyons.
Daddy, I think Nikki James is angling to be your daughter-in-law.
Then she can't be very bright.
Oh, on the contrary. She's extremely smart and very pretty.
Barbara, for Pete's sakes, cut it out, will you?
Darling, I should think you'd be flattered that Nikki's fallen for you.
But, Ma, she's only 9 years old.
I'll bet you're her first big romance.
Poor kid. It's enough to put her off men for the rest of her life.
Look, it's nothing to laugh at.
Of course it isn't. I think she's very sweet.
Sweet? She sits at her window all day just waiting for me to come out of my house. I feel like a turtle.
Now that you mention it, there is a resemblance.
Barbara, stop it. Go on, Richard.
Well, yesterday morning, she said she wouldn't go to school unless... Oh, no, I can't tell you.
Oh, darling, please.
Well, she made me give her a lock of my hair.
I'll bet you were glad to get that off your chest.
Everybody thinks it's so funny. Why can't she pick on somebody her own age?
Oh, don't worry, she will.
Oh, yes. Sooner or later, a girl realizes that falling in love with a man twice her age never works out.
Oh, I don't know. I've been very happy.
Daddy, I thought you and Mother were exactly the same age.
We used to be.
Then how can Pop be older than you are now?
Well, you see, dear, it's... Oh, Richard, there's a letter on your bed from Elizabeth.
Oh, gosh, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, Mother, that was a mean trick.
No, there really is a letter from her.
Oh, it was very sweet of you to help me carry the groceries home, dear.
Oh, that's all right, Aggie. Where's everybody?
We're in the living room, Nikki. Come on in.
Oh, she's probably come over to ask me for Richard's hand.
Ben, stop it. Hello, Nikki, dear.
Hello, Mrs. Lyon. Isn't it a beautiful day?
It certainly is. You know Barbara, don't you?
Of course I do. You're Richard's sister, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I'm famous for that. Come on and sit down, Nikki.
No, thank you. Mommy said I could only stay a minute.
Well, isn't someone going to introduce me?
Oh, Mr. Lyon, I've seen you so many times, I feel as if I know you.
Well, thank you, Nikki.
Of course you haven't seen me.
But we've met through television, huh?
No, from my window.
Oh, yes, I forgot.
Isn't it wonderful? I've met the whole family now.
Yes, but I'm the prettiest.
Isn't it funny?
He thinks so. Want some candy, Nikki?
No, thank you. Could I take Skeeter for a walk, please?
He heard you. Of course you can, Nikki.
Oh, good. Isn't he a darling little dog?
He thinks so. I'll get his lead.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, do you think Richard would like to go for a walk with Skeeter, too?
Well, not just now, dear. He's up in his room.
Oh, is he ill?
No, Nikki, he's fine.
Then why is he in his room? Are you sure he hasn't caught anything?
No, let's just say he's trying to avoid something catching him.
Ben.
Here's his lead, Nikki. Skeeter's all yours.
Come on, Skeeter, darling. Oh, you will tell Richard I called, won't you?
Oh, you bet we will. Goodbye, Nikki.
Bye, Nikki.
Goodbye,
dear.
Darling.
Goodbye. And tell Richard goodbye, too.
We will.
Oh, Richard certainly has made a conquest.
Yes, too bad she isn't 10 years older.
It wouldn't make the slightest difference. Richard isn't interested in other girls since Elizabeth's been around.
That's just the trouble. She's never around. From what I understand, she won't be in London for another 2 months.
Well, it's not her fault she has to go everywhere the boat goes. After all, she is a ship's nurse.
But Richard's getting to be a hermit. He won't even look at another girl.
That's ridiculous. If I had a girl that was going to be away for 2 months, I'd...
Yes, dear?
I'd wait for her.
Well, I'm sure Elizabeth doesn't expect him to sit home every night.
Of course she doesn't. Ben, how about the dance at the town hall on Saturday?
How about it?
Well, maybe we could talk Richard into taking somebody.
Oh, it's a good idea, Mother, but you'd never get him to do it.
Look, Barbara, when I get an idea in my head, anything can happen.
Honey, you never spoke a truer word.
Oh, Ma, I'm going out to post this letter to Elizabeth. Got anything for the letterbox?
No, dear. It's not much fun being in love with someone who's miles away all the time, is it?
No. Life's pretty empty without her.
Well, it doesn't have to be. You should get out more and see your friends.
Oh, I don't want to, Pop.
Well, speaking of dances...
Who's speaking of dances?
Barbara is.
I was about to say, our club's giving one at the town hall on Saturday night. It's going to be loads of fun.
Yes, they tell me all the prettiest girls in the neighborhood are going to be there, son. You know, Richard, a fella could be a darn fool to miss a chance like that.
Well, you go ahead, Pop. I'll take care of Ma.
I'm talking about you.
Thanks, but I'm not interested. I happen to be in love.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to shut yourself off from the rest of the world.
Oh, Pop, try and understand. You were a boy yourself once. You told me so.
Well, that's what I was led to believe. But seriously, son, when I fell in love with your mother and she had to go to New York for a month, it didn't stop my social life.
You mean Ma wasn't worried about all the other girls?
Well, let's put it this way, son. It was as if your mother had acquired a beautiful painting. She didn't mind other girls admiring the canvas as long as they kept their hands off the frame.
Well, of all the conceit...
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Well, yes, but I never thought of you as an old master. I don't know, though.
Well, Richard, feel different about the dance now?
No, Barbara, I still don't want to go out with another girl.
Well, if you don't want to take a girl, why don't you take Barbara?
Thanks, Daddy. Oh, Richard, I'd love to go with you, but I can't. My newspaper's sending me to Manchester on a big story. Sounds like he's glad to be home.
Did you have a nice time, Skeeter?
You know, sometimes he sounds as if he were really trying to tell us something. If he could talk, I wonder what he'd say.
We had a wonderful walk.
Ben, he heard you.
Why don't you go and say hello to the family, Mickey?
Mickey? Well, I must post this letter.
You stay right here. That kid's been looking forward to seeing you all day.
Go on, dear. In the living room.
Thanks, Daddy. Hello, everybody.
Hello, dear.
Young lady. Have a nice walk.
Oh, yes, it was lovely. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Nicky.
You look very nice.
Well, thanks. Must be the new suit.
No, it's your face. You have such a nice face. I like the way it's put together.
I'm glad somebody does.
Richard, how about a chair for Nicky?
Oh, sure. Take the one next to the fireplace, Nicky.
Oh, Richard, you're so gallant. It's so refreshing to find a worldly man like you with such beautiful manners.
Well, that's a very pretty speech coming from a little 9-year-old girl.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Lyon, I'm much older than I look.
You are?
Yes, I'm 9 1/2, and I don't care who knows it.
Baby, let that be a lesson to you.
I bet you didn't know I was that old, did you, Richard?
Well, no, I didn't. Well, I'll see you all later. I have to post a letter.
Oh, Richard?
Yes?
I don't think Skeet had a long enough walk, so I'd better take him to the letterbox with you.
Well, that's sweet of you, Nicky, but I'm sure you have some little friends of your own age you'd like to play with.
I'm afraid they bore me. I'd much rather be with you.
But, Nicky, I'm a lot older than you are.
Can I help it if I like middle-aged men?
Baby, get my bath chair.
I'm afraid I'm too old to get up. Nicky, I'm sure Richard would love to have you walk to the letterbox with him.
Oh, good. Come on, Skeeter. Come on, Richard, dear.
Go on, Richard, dear.
Thanks, Pop. I'll do the same for you sometime.
Richard, I'm waiting for you.
I'm coming.
Well, that's what I call a determined young lady.
Yes. Too bad we can't find an 18-year-old Nicky for Ricky.
Hey, Mother, you've given me a wonderful idea. Anne could talk Richard into taking her to the dance.
Who's Anne?
Oh, just the prettiest, most popular girl I know. She could have any good-looking boy in the neighborhood.
Then why does she want to go out with Richard?
Well, she doesn't. But she's just been made secretary of the girls' club, and she's dying to get her picture in my column.
Barbara, that's blackmail. Do you think it'll work?
I'm sure it will. I'll call her up and ask her over for tea.
Barbara, there's a young lady in the living room to see you.
Well, that must be Anne.
She didn't say, but she's got pink hair, silver nail polish, and she's wearing a dress that's so tight, it's a wonder she can breathe.
Now, Aggie, don't be so old-fashioned. I wonder if you'll finish getting the tea ready for me.
I will.
Oh, thanks. I don't want to keep Anne waiting.
Hello, Anne.
Oh, Barbara, darling. How sweet of you to invite me over for tea. I just love your newspaper column.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, come on and sit down.
What was it you couldn't tell me over the phone? Sounds most intriguing.
Well, it's a rather private matter about the club dance on Saturday.
Here's the tea, Miss Barbara. If you want any more sandwiches or cakes, just let me know.
I will, Aggie. Sugar and milk, Anne?
No, thanks, just plain. You were saying it's about the club dance.
Oh, yes. You said you hadn't decided who you were going with yet.
I haven't. It's driving me almost berserk. 14 of the best-looking boys in the neighborhood have invited me, and I just can't make up my mind which one to accept.
Well, relax. I can settle your problem for you.
How?
You can go with my good-looking brother.
You mean you have another brother besides Richard?
Oh, no. It's Richard I'm talking about. After all, he may not be what you call handsome, and he may be a terrible dancer, but you have to admit... More tea.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you something else about Richard. He may not be generous, but everybody says he's... Biscuits? Don't you agree?
Well,
I'll write an article about you in my column.
Oh, I want to write about little old me?
A whole column? Well, of course. I want everybody to know all about the beautiful girl my brother's taking to the dance on Saturday.
Oh, I see.
Incidentally, Richard's rather shy. So I'm afraid you'll have to talk him into taking you.
Me talk him into it?
Oh, just one more thing, Anne. Would you let me have a large photograph of you to go with my article? You know, a big head.
Oh, I'd love to.
Fine. Shall I call Richard now?
Oh, all right. Oh, Richard!
Yes?
Will you come down here a minute?
Okay, I'll be right down.
You did say one whole column, didn't you?
That's right.
Hey, Barbara, what are you, I didn't know you had company.
Barbara, could you make that two columns?
Oh, Richard, this is Anne.
Well, hello.
Hello, Richard. Where have you been all my life?
Oh, I've been around.
Isn't he witty?
Oh, Richard, Anne wants to ask you something. Don't you, Anne?
That's right. Who are you going to the dance with on Saturday night?
Well, I'm not going with anybody.
Well, isn't that a coincidence? Neither am I.
Well, I've got a good book you can borrow.
Hasn't he got a wonderful sense of humor?
Yes, just divine. Tell me, Richard, are you ashamed to be seen at the club dance with me?
Oh, gosh, of course not.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you for asking me.
I asked you.
Richard, you don't have to ask her again. You know, I never knew my brother was such a fast worker.
Neither did I.
Well, I must rush off. I have to be at the club meeting in 10 minutes.
What time shall I call for you on Saturday night, Anne?
Oh, I won't know until I talk to the committee. They may want me to be there early to receive the guests. Give me a ring at 7 o'clock. I'll know by then.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, Anne, I've got to get over to my newspaper. Will you drop me off on your way?
Of course.
So long, Richard.
So long.
See you Saturday, Richard, dear.
You bet.
Richard,
Who just went out?
Barbara and Ann. I'm going to the dance Saturday night with Ann, Pop.
Well, for a fellow with a date, you don't look very happy about it.
Oh, it isn't the date that's worrying me. I'd just like to know how I got it.
I'll get it. Barbara's probably forgotten something.
Oh, hello, Nicky.
Hello, Mr. Lan. Barbara said I could take Skeeter for a walk. May I?
Of course. Come on in.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Nicky. Come here, boy, and let me put on your lead.
She's very pretty, isn't she?
Nicky, please. Skeeter's a he.
I mean Richard's girl. She has a pink rinse on her hair, hasn't she?
Oh, she isn't my girl.
She isn't?
No, my girl's Elizabeth.
You mean the nurse that's always on cruises?
How did you know about that?
Well, after all, I am a woman.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, here you are, Nicky, and don't let him off the lead.
I won't. Come on, Skeeter. I'm going to take you for a nice long walk.
You know, if she doesn't stop taking him for walks, I'm going to have his paws resold.
You know, Pop, I've been thinking about that date with Anne, and I still don't remember asking her.
Well, you probably didn't.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm going to let you in on a little secret, son. A man may think he's chasing after a girl, but it's a girl who does all the maneuvering.
No kidding.
No kidding. Before I married your mother, she was always tricking me into making dates with her.
Don't you believe it. It was your father who did all the chasing.
Oh, now, honey, you know good and well, when I first met you, I wasn't even thinking of getting married.
Are you insinuating that I proposed to you?
No, but you were always throwing little hints at me.
What kind of hints, Pop?
Well, the first time I called at the house, your mother's little niece threw rose petals in front of me.
Of all the ridiculous nonsense.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, dinner will be ready in 10 minutes.
Good.
Here, Master Richard, I understand you're taking that pink-headed girl to the dance tomorrow night.
That's right, Aggie.
Well, I hope your wee now still has first place in your affections.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. My heart belongs to Elizabeth.
Aye, but the rest of you's gone out with Anne. So watch it.
I will.
Good. I'll away and see how the roast is coming on. It should be ready by 7:10.
Hey, that reminds me. I'm supposed to phone Anne at 7:00. Gosh, this is awful.
Richard, it's only 7:01.
Oh, I know, but I don't know Anne's telephone number.
Then you better ring her up and ask her for it.
Honey. Please, darling. Look, Richard, if Anne's a friend of Barbara's, then Barbara's bound to have a telephone number.
You're right. Barbara? Oh, Barbara?
You'll have to call much louder than that.
Why?
Because she's on the train to Manchester.
Oh, fine. Now what am I going to do?
Look up Anne's number in the telephone book.
Oh, I can't. I don't know her last name.
Oh, honestly, Richard. How do you get yourself into these messes?
Takes a lot of talent.
Son, there's a way out of every problem if you use intelligence. You and I'll just have to sit down and think.
What shall I do?
Just sit down.
Ben, you don't have to be rude. I was about to say, it might be in Barbara's address book.
Ma, that's a great idea. I'll get it.
Well, Richard, what did Anne have to say?
I haven't called her yet, Pop.
Why not? Aggie told you 30 minutes ago her last name was Pennington.
I know, but there are 3 Anns in Barbara's address book, and she hasn't put their last names down.
Oh, just like a woman. Well, look in the telephone book or call directory inquiry.
I did all that.
Well, the girl evidently lives around here somewhere. See if there's an Ann in Barbara's book with a number in this district.
Good idea. Let's see now. Oh, here's one.
Well, go ahead and call her up.
Okay. Honestly, Barbara's writing is the end. Now, is that 3 or 5?
It's an 8.
Oh, thanks. 8142.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
This is Anne. Who's that?
This is Richard Lyon.
Oh, hello, Richard.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
About the dance at the town hall on Saturday night.
Yes?
Well, what time shall I pick you up? About 7?
Oh, yes. 7 will be fine. But I better pick you up.
Why?
Because my brothers always pull my leg unmercifully when a boy comes to call for me.
Oh, I didn't know you had any brothers.
Richard, you know perfectly well everybody calls me Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Goldie? Am I talking to Ann Goldsmith?
Who did you think you were talking to?
Oh, nobody. I just wanted to make sure that it was you.
Oh, silly boy. See you Saturday. Bye now.
Bye.
What happened?
Pop, it was the wrong Ann. Now I've got two dates.
Well, it serves you right.
Gosh, all the girls' voices sound alike over the telephone. Now, let me see that address book of Barbara's again.
Well, there's only one other Ann with a number in this district.
Oh, well, that must be the one. Will you call up for me this time?
Don't be silly. How can I ring up a girl and say, this is Richard Lyon's father?
Then pretend you're a friend of mine. Oh, go on. I'd do it for you if I were your father.
Oh, all right, Pop.
Thanks. Now, a sort of hint, you know, ask her if she spoke to me today, and then we'll know if it's the right Ann.
10-4. Is Anne there?
No. Everybody's gone to the pictures. This is Mrs. Merks, the housekeeper. Can I take a message for you?
Well, that all depends. Could you tell me if Richard spoke to Anne today?
I think so, but what's that got to do with it?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Only Richard wants to know if he talked to her.
What's the matter with him? Is he balmy?
No. You see, Richard's a friend of mine, and he asked me to call.
Oh, are you a friend of Anne's, too?
That's right.
Well, you've got a very old voice for a young boy.
Well, I'm very tall for my age. Now, look, will you please tell Anne if Richard doesn't hear to the contrary, he'll pick her up at 7 o'clock on Saturday to take her to the dance.
Well, I'll bring her over to his house myself. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What did she say?
Anne's gone to the movies with her family.
Well, thank goodness we got the right Anne Pennington this time.
Well, she didn't say it was Pennington, but the housekeeper said you spoke to her today.
Oh, then it's the right one. Oh, I'll take it. Hello?
Is that you, Richard?
Yes.
This is Anne Pennington.
Oh, hello, Anne.
About the dance Saturday night. Daddy's dropping me off at your house at 6:30.
Okay. Oh, Pop, just talk to your housekeeper. But don't pay any attention to that message.
I won't, because we haven't got a housekeeper. Bye now. See you Saturday.
Holy jumping catfish!
Richard, don't say that. You know how I hate that expression.
But gosh, Pop, I've now got a date with three girls.
Holy jumping catfish.
Richard, I laid your dinner suit out.
You better lay me out in it.
Don't tell me you haven't canceled any of those dates yet.
Oh, Pop, I just don't know what to say to them.
Well, you better hurry up and think of something. In a few hours, your three dates will be here.
Well, the weary traveler's return. Oh. Hi, everybody. Hello, darling.
I thought you were coming back tomorrow. What brought you home so early?
The 11:40 train from Manchester.
Barbara, for Pete's sakes, I'm in no mood for your gags.
That's the thanks I get for rushing back from Manchester just for you.
For me?
Oh, yes. I thought if Anne didn't show up, I'd go with you.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see him have his first dance with Anne tonight.
You'll be able to watch all four of them do a square dance.
And I'll be the square.
Look, would someone mind telling me what this is all about?
Your brother has a date with three Anns.
What? How in the world did he do that?
Well, that's not important. The only thing to do now, son, is to get the girls on the phone and explain what happened.
Ben, leave him alone. He'll feel much better after he has a cup of tea. In fact, we all will.
Richard, I'm ashamed of you.
Ben.
How can you possibly be afraid of three little girls? No man worthy of the name ever allows himself to be pushed around by a mere woman.
Ben, go and make the tea.
Yes, dear. I can't understand it. My own son.
I better go and give my masterful father a hand.
Ma, if that's an Anne, tell her I've joined the Foreign Legion.
Don't you worry, darling. I'll stall her. Hello? If that's Anne, this is the wrong number.
Isn't that Bayswater 2201?
No. This is the Crouch End Junior School for Boys and Girls.
That's odd. I'm sure I asked for the right number. Isn't this Richard Lyon's house?
No, there's no Richard Lyon here.
Ma, hang up.
Whose voice is that?
That was the games mistress.
Really? Mrs. Lyon, your little joke didn't fool me a bit. This is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
That's right.
Elizabeth? Well, Ma, let me talk to her.
All right, darling, here you are.
Oh, Elizabeth, darling, is it really you?
Yes, sweetheart. Our ship had to turn back for repairs. I'm in Southampton.
Southampton, how wonderful. Southampton, England?
Oh, of course. And I'll be at your house in no time.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no words can express my happiness.
Nor mine. Goodbye, darling. In a few hours, there'll be a very happy girl on your doorstep.
That'll make four of them.
Mother, did Richard finally get up enough courage to phone the three girls?
Yes, but a mother of one of the girls called back to say she just remembered her daughter had gone to the hairdresser's and was coming straight here.
If it was the hairdresser's, it's probably Ann Pennington.
That's what Richard thought.
Oh, hi, family. Anything arrived?
Not yet, son.
Oh, I thought I heard a taxi.
I'll get it.
Thanks, Pop.
Hello, Mr. Lyon.
Elizabeth, how wonderful to see you. Come on in, dear.
Thanks. Hello, everybody.
Hello, hi, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, sweetheart.
Oh, Richard, darling.
Oh, Daddy, I think Skeeter's calling us.
Huh? Oh, yes. come on, Phoebe.
Coming, dear.
Oh, Elizabeth, I've been so miserable since you've been away.
Oh, Richard, if I'd thought you were miserable, I'd have been so happy.
Would you, Anne?
Anne?
Anne who?
Well, you're the one who said Anne.
No, I said, and you?
Oh. Well, for a moment, you had me worried.
Oh, now, Anne, you know me.
Well, there you go again. Who is this Anne?
Oh, Richard, I think somebody had better answer that.
Yes, I guess we may as well.
I'll do it, dear.
Richard, there's something very odd going on around here. What is it?
Elizabeth, I'm going to tell you the truth. I had a date with another girl tonight.
Oh,
and she's here.
What?
Yes, but look, try to understand. She's very sophisticated, and she trapped me into this whole thing. You do understand, don't you, Elizabeth?
No, I do not.
Richard, look who's here.
Hello, Richard.
Nikki!
You look very grown up, Nikki.
Mrs. Lyon, would you mind not using my childish nickname? Richard calls me by my real name, Anne.
Anne?
Richard, this can't be Anne.
Richard, dear, I hope I'm not too late for our date.
Well, Anne, I'd like you to meet Elizabeth.
How do you do, Anne?
Oh, so you're the other woman.
That's right, Nikki.
Well, I suppose that's the end of my dancing date.
Of course it isn't. You and I are going to share him.
Huh?
I'll go and get my handbag. I left it in the hall. And I'll wait for you at the front door.
Elizabeth, that was very sweet of you.
Oh, not at all. Richard, you know, I almost believe the story about that sophisticated girl. You're certainly a wonderful boy. I'm such a lucky person.
Not nearly as lucky as Richard.
Oh, Richard, I'm getting cold out here.
Hurry, son. Your tiny Anne is frozen.
With Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon were their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Patricia Field, Janet Davis, Sarah O'Connor, Lillian Grasson, and Barbara Brown. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hanbury, and Phoebe Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.